Isabel Skalski is one of 11 candidates running for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council. The by-election was called following George DeRuze's resignation upon his election to the provincial parliament. Isabel Skalski says she's running because she believes she's well-suited for the role and is frustrated with the way the government is currently operating.
I've always been involved in public affairs. So both professionally and in my personal life, I've always been involved in the community and being active. And so, any opportunities to do that in new ways are always interesting to me. But for the last several years, I've been increasingly frustrated in politics and in the world around me and what I'm seeing inside government and how the government actually operates, how the city operates, how it interacts with people. So the motivation kind of comes both from seeing an opportunity and also feeling that I have the capacity and the tools to deal with the problems that I'm seeing. And so it's kind of a marrying of what I do all day and what I do all afternoon and evening and night in the communities. And yeah, sometimes you gotta go for these opportunities when they arise.
Isabel Skalski points to three factors she believes sets her apart from the other candidates.
So I think there are three things that set me apart from the other candidates. The first is that I have really extensive experience inside government. So I've worked in procurement, I've worked in regulatory affairs and actually led projects to reduce red tape. I've worked in intergovernmental affairs and helped negotiate bilateral agreements with other levels of government so I can see what actually needs to be brought to the table to advance our interests. I have a depth of experience inside government that I think is really needed right now to be able to sort of change the way that the city implements its programs and supports residents. The second is that I am an active volunteer in the community. So I didn't just start getting an interest in the community when, you know, this by-election opened. I've been active for the last 15 years that I've lived here. I'm the president of the Greeley Community Association. I work on several subcommittees within the GCA and on teams to beautify our neighborhood. And before working with the GCA, I was a scouter for a decade with First Greeley Scouts. The last, I'd say, is my connection with the other communities. So as part of being on the Greeley Community Association board, we sit on the Osgood Ward Advisory Committee, which is like a table with a bunch of other community associations and business leaders and farmers that represent people across the whole ward. And, you know, being active on this for the past several years, I've gained a good appreciation for not just my own community, but what each community has to offer and what their issues are and their challenges. And that's been incredibly useful in identifying the priorities that we really have, that we all share, the things that are unique and different in each neighborhood. And I think that no one else that's running has these three strengths.
Isabel Skalski says she remains neutral on the T1 development, a large-scale city building project underway in Ward 20 Osgood. While she acknowledges its potential to benefit the community, she remains cautious about its long-term implications. The development aims to transform land in southeast Ottawa into a complete community with housing, schools, grocery stores, and more.
So being totally honest, the Taywin development is definitely one of the most controversial issues in the whole ward. And I've lost a lot of sleep trying to land on how I feel about the Taywin development. So I had heard from both, like from all sides on this. So I've heard from residents who truly do not want this development in their community and from advocates who think this is a really important investment for the future. And as well as I met with Michelle Taggart and talked to her about, you know, maybe getting better clarity on where the project is and what some of the early issues were. My take on it is that this is like the plans are underway. This ship has left the port. We're already 4 years now, almost 4 years into the planning process. And so I know it sounds wishy-washy, but I neither support nor oppose this development. The way I see this is that it is happening. Every step of the way, there's decisions to be made. I feel strongly that those decisions need to be informed by the community's interests at the heart of them. So that means making sure that I'm working with the community to understand their interests fully and that we're getting the most out of this development as it comes through our area. And I do think long term, it could bring a lot of amazing opportunities, but I'm not kind of getting caught up in that. I think I'm being really pragmatic about it and just seeing it one step at a time.
The by-election for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council is scheduled for June 16, 2025. This interview is part of a continuing series, and I'll be reaching out to the other candidates to share their perspectives with our listeners as they become available. This has been Rose Grasla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.